Bowden is not here yet, and I'm a little leery to go into closed session to discuss matters that require a unanimous vote to both go into and certify. I think what I'd like to do at the present time is go right to item 5, Mr. Grad. Could we do that? Item 5, Binnings Marine Group, LLC, 07-1161. Didn't mean to drop it on you, the short order, Ben.
You can just give me 1 second.
Yes, sir.
I'm a little set up. There's some posters that need to be.
Okay. While he's setting up, I wanted to make an announcement. I don't know if members of the commission heard or not, but on January 17th, Governor Kane announced additional appointments. Governor Timothy M. Kane today announced appointments to the following boards and commissions: Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, the Honorable Linwood W. Lewis, Jr. of Accomack County, member of the Virginia House of Delegates, will replace retiring Senator John Chester, who served with distinction for a long time on that. So we're looking forward to working with Delegate Lewis. I know he'll be a good member and pleased with the governor's appointment.
All right, gentlemen, this is an appeal of a Norfolk Wetland Board decision regarding Binnings Marine Group, LLC, and their proposal to install 110 linear feet of riprap revetment and 123 linear feet of bulkhead and to fill tidal wetlands to facilitate a planned upland residential development along a portion of Little Creek in the city of Norfolk. This is the slides that you're going to see here today are actually the slides that were shown to the Norfolk Wetland Board. We have not added anything to these, so I'll go through them. They may not necessarily match up with what we're presenting to you in the evaluation, but I'll try and explain these things as we go forward. Approximately the location of the project is in this area here. Again, this is Little Creek in this area. This is a shot here looking west. This is the actual project site, this little piece of undeveloped land here. The site is actually situated on two separate parcels of land. The shoreline is actually owned by Binnings Marine Group, which actually operates this marina here and as well as this one. And the upland portion of the property is owned by East Beach LLC, which is part of Marathon Development Group, and the East Beach is acting as the agent for Binnings in this matter. As you can see, the property is undeveloped, and in addition to that undeveloped nature, you can vaguely see in the photo here, there used to actually be a former ferry vessel that had actually been abandoned in this location. This is actually a shot from 1974 that was presented to the board. And you can see here that there was actually a slip dredged out of the upland to create this man-made area to put this vessel, known as the Sea Bell, in this location. It's a shot from 1974. This is actually a 1956 shot. And actually, you don't see that vessel here. Again, that's that 1974 shot. This is a more recent aerial photograph, I think a 2007 that the city has. The proposal includes filling of that slip, essentially in a line straight across. The installation of riprap revetment, channelward of that fill, and the installation of a low-profile bulkhead further channelward to accommodate the creation of tidal wetlands. And I'll get to the slides that show a little bit more detail about those here in a minute. The project also includes the construction of a floating pier that will serve as an expansion of Binnings Marine Group's marine operations and is intended to accommodate super yachts. The upland property, including the filled slip, is proposed to be developed with a six-story condominium structure with a small section on the first level reserved for support facilities for the proposed superyacht pier. The Norfolk Wetland Board in 2004 had previously authorized the filling of this slip as part of an application originally submitted by Little Creek Marina Incorporated, which is now owned by Vinings Marine Group, to expand their upland dry storage facilities. Obviously, that fill and expansion never occurred. So there was actually a proposal to use this as upland boat storage with future plans to construct the dry storage building here as well. So that project had been approved by Norfolk Wetland Board back in 2004. Certainly the circumstances here are a little bit different with a residential development going in. Just another shot here. This is actually one of the project drawings. You can see here this is the area to be filled, and this is the super yacht pier here that's being proposed. There's a riprap revetment that I mentioned earlier that's going in this location, as well as a bulkhead out here. And essentially what's going to happen is there's going to be a fill placed between this bulkhead and the riprap that will be placed at an elevation to support creation of tidal wetlands to compensate for the loss of the wetlands that fringe the inside of this man-made slip here. This is just starting. Let me go back. Some more inset pictures that start up here. This yellow area actually shown is a walkway that's completely on the upland, but the next few drawings will follow that around. So moving down the property, this is just a cross-section of that walkway, and the elevation shown here, the 2.24, I believe is the upper limit of the board's jurisdiction, so this is clearly above that. The board did not consider that. This is a shot of that area. This is a little bit further down. There's like a little spit that's formed here. Just some of the shots of the wetland vegetation that's present. Again, this is out at the tip of that spit. And all the upland development is going on up in this area here. None of it's coming out onto this spit. Another shot. The slip that's being filled is actually over in this location here. These are just some photos that the Wetland Board staff used to characterize the site for the board. Again, much of that is not the actual project location. This is a little bit more detailed section, similar to what you just were shown here. Again, similar cross-section. This is standing with the slip that's being filled behind you in the photograph, looking back towards the west. This is actually standing up at the head of the slip, looking out. This is Little Creek out here. So all of this, essentially from this point over, would be filled back in here. Again, same thing. Now, these are some old photographs. You can see the date in the bottom corner from 2004. And you can actually see what was left of the Seabell. I believe it was originally brought to the site to serve as a waterfront restaurant. And at one point, it actually had caught fire and was left abandoned in that state for many years. Both staff, commission staff, as well as the city of Norfolk had made previous attempts to try and have it removed, but were unable to do so. Vinings Marine Group actually, in exchange for some upland property that was owned by the city in this in the vicinity, they actually agreed to have it removed, and so it has now since been removed. This is a shot from earlier this year. Same thing. This actually gives you a little bit better idea of the wetlands, the design for that's going in here. I believe there's some cross sections coming up, but this is actually a drawing from the application that shows the actual impacts. You can see that the actual vegetated wetlands that they list 2,379 square feet. as well as 3,715 square feet of non-vegetated wetlands. There also is over 10,000 square feet of subaqueous bottom, although staff would point out this is not state-owned subaqueous bottom because it was made out of upland property. Again, just another photograph or another drawing showing that. And this is the cross-section that tries to show that design. So you can see that the fill and the slip will be behind this area, and they're actually going to be creating this revetment to hold most of that back. But in front of that revetment, they're going to put a bulkhead in this location, backfill it, and actually plant it with marsh grasses. And I believe that the wetland board had included conditions that require that be maintained for a number of years. I believe the yellow area here actually represents the footprint of the condominiums that are proposed. So you can see that they do overlap. The orange is actually the areas that have been identified as rooms or buildings on the first level that will be used to support the super yacht pier. So like a cruise lounge, like a dock master's office, things like that. So much of that is actually located over the filled area. Another shot, just a little bit more detail. Most of that first level is actually parking. The condos, I believe, start on the next level up. So I think this is that level. So again, you can see the area that's being filled in, I believe, you know, not quite three full units, condo units above that. But again, it's six stories tall, so there are quite a number of units directly over. And this is giving you a shot. Essentially, the filled area is in this location here. Just another shot from earlier. So let me go back to that. Wetland Board approved this project 4-2, and there was actually testimony provided in addition to the city staff, as well as the agent who was representing the applicant. There was several members of the public who actually had spoke against the project. By letter received or dated December 21st, 2007, along with the attached appeal, there was 32 Norfolk freeholders who appealed this decision of the Norfolk Wetland Board to the commission. The appellants cite the following points in their appeal letter, and I'll read them verbatim into the record. The application was made to fill in wetlands to create buildable land. Two, the planned development is not water dependent. Three, the board appeared to believe it was bound to honor a previous permit. However, that permit was provided for an entirely different project and an entirely different use from the project now proposed, and the board should not have considered it binding. Number four, the application did not provide any alternative plans for building on the site without filling in the wetlands. Number five, no plans have been submitted for zoning approvals of the proposed project, and getting zoning approval may limit the project and avoid the need to fill any wetlands. Number six, there is no compensating public good to be realized. Number seven, the action appears to violate the principles of wetland protection. At the December 12, 2007 hearing, city staff went through the presentation that I've just shown to you, as well as read the VEMS report, as well as their own staff assessment, and I'll try and summarize both of those. The VEMS report, dated December 6, 2007, stated that the filling of subtidal and wetland resources for the creation of upland property was undesirable, and that the proposed pier could be accommodated without the permanent loss of wetlands as it was proposed. VEMS had recommended the project be reexamined with consideration given to alternatives that would eliminate the need to fill. They further stated that they did not recommend the filling of wetland or subtidal habitat to create wetlands for compensation, and questioned the functionality of the proposed what they called container wetland in relation to a natural tidal wetland with regards to habitat and water quality maintenance. although city staff does not typically provide a recommendation to the board for either approval or denial, they do give an assessment. In that assessment, they stated that they did not believe the application met the standards for permit issuance, since a majority of the fill area would support non-water dependent facilities such as parking and condominium housing. City staff had also expressed concerns over the replacement of functioning natural wetlands with these artificial perched wetlands, what they call perched. That's that boxed wetland that I was showing you in the drawing. They expanded upon that concern by stating that compensatory wetland design would likely lead to problems that would degrade the wetland function and value, and that maintenance issues with regard to the proposed bulkhead supporting the compensatory wetlands would likely manifest itself in the future. City staff were also concerned about the potential implication for future decision-making consistency should the board accept the proposed mitigation. As I mentioned, the agent, Mr. Brennan Rabb of East Beach LLC, along with his consultants, Don McLennan of Engineering Resources Group, and Doug Davis of Davis Environmental Consultants, provided an overview of the project to the board following the staff's assessment. They really responded to comments that were made in the VIMS report as well as the staff assessment, and used the posters that are over here that I believe that they'll probably use when they speak to you later. If the commission's interested, they really are just much of the same that we've already seen here. The board also took testimony from several members, as I had mentioned, who spoke against the project and had urged the board not to approve it. Following the closure of public comments, the board discussed the proposed project and posed several questions to the applicant. Several members of the board had discussed their opposing views on the water dependency of the proposed project. Some argued that the fact that they had previously approved the filling of this site, while others argued that the prior authorization was based upon a different set of circumstances with regard to the intended use of the filled area. Several members also pointed out the economic benefit of the project, as well as the effort the applicant had already put into removing the seabell, and that those points should be considered by the board. As was previously mentioned, the board approved a motion to approve the project 4-2. Typically, staff does not support the filling of wetlands to accommodate upland development. However, in this case, we recognize that the former seabell slip was previously excavated from private upland property, and that the applicant wishes to return this site to its previous condition now that the man-made slip is no longer required. We should also point out that Vinings Marine Group took responsibility for removing the abandoned seabell, something that staff and the City of Norfolk had been unable to accomplish over the past several years. Although filling of wetlands to accommodate upland development is not ideal, it appears the board appropriately used its discretion in making their decision when considering the unique circumstances surrounding the proposed project. While staff is sympathetic to the concerns of the freeholders, we are unable to determine that the board erred in making its decision given the nature and character of the wetlands around the edge of the slip and the fact that compensation will occur over a previously excavated area and not over state-owned submerged land. In light of the foregoing, staff recommends the commission uphold the December 12, 2007 decision of the Norfolk Wetland Board, finding that their decision was made within the discretion granted to the locality by Chapter 13 of Section 20.2 of the Code of Virginia. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions. I believe that the city, as well as the applicant, is here represented. I'm not aware if anyone from the appellants are here.
Okay. Any questions of Ben? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one question specific to the application that was before the board. The shoreline hardening that was contemplated in the application, was that limited to the riprap and the bulkhead in front of the slip and at the mouth of the slip?
Correct. I believe that originally they had proposed some riprap along the entire shoreline. but they had actually gone back and redesigned the project. And actually, so what you see in this drawing up here, that's the limit of the riprap from this point across the slip to this point, and then the bulkhead from here down to here and then over.
So the project would essentially save the fringe marsh on the rest of the property but compensate that portion that's filled within the perimeter of the slip?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions? Thank you, Ben. Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Can you put the aerial overview back up there for me, if you would, please? So
this one here?
Yep, that'll be fine. Is the Wetlands Board here represented? Counselor, how are you?
Good morning, members of the commission. Fine, thank you. Adam Melita.
Well, is anyone here, any appellants here on this case? There's one. Okay. There are two. I'm sorry. There are two. We'll let them go first. I was under the impression they weren't here. Sir, could you come forward, please? Good morning.
Good morning.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
Yes, I do.
And state your name for the record,
My name
please.
Is William Albert Tully. I live in 9508 Bayfront Drive in Norfolk, Virginia.
Pleasure to have you here.
I represent the Bay Point Homeowners Association. We have a 117-unit development adjacent to this property.
Where would it be adjacent to that property?
It would be up past the marina. It's not touching the property. It's after the marina.
Okay.
Coming in from the lake. I think I was a signatory to the letter that went to the commission asking for the appeal. I think I pretty much stated what the 32 signatories have proposed to do that. In the application and the reasons for our reconsideration. The City of Norfolk staff opposed this development. I think DEMS also have opposed this development of the wetlands. And our request to you is to actually, I think your commission has several tasks that you involve. One of them is to review this wetlands issue. We don't think this particular wetlands application should be honored. I understand it might have been filled to some extent previously, and it was made man-made dock. But now we're talking about upwind development, high-density six-story condominiums in the whole area, just crowded as heck, and so forth. And I think it's disrespectful to the whole intent of the wetlands preservation in the state of Virginia. Well, if you have any questions for me, I'd be happy.
Just for the record, those upland issues that cause you so much concern and angst are out of the jurisdiction of this commission, that condominium and things like that. So we're...
Yeah, we understand it. This project has not even gone from zoning. Zoning may change the whole thing. I'm strictly speaking in respect of the Westland and what the Norfolk Wetlands Board and perhaps this commission is charged with doing to preservation and restitution of wetlands in the state of Virginia.
Thank you.
So on that basis, I'm basing my appeal to the commission.
Thank you, sir. Any questions of the gentleman? Thank you, sir. Someone else to speak? Okay. In that case, the city. You state your name for the record, please.
Adam Melita with the City of Norfolk, City Attorney's Office, representing the Norfolk Wetlands Board.
And you are a city attorney?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Continue.
Essentially, what the board wanted to have on the record this morning is that that there are, as evidenced from Mr. McGinnis' presentation, merits, factual merits on either side of this question. And the consideration of those merits is what the Norfolk Wetlands Board was charged with and engaged in when they granted approval of this project. And the primary issue in our estimation is the nature and character of the wetlands that are proposed to be filled in this case. And it's the nature and character that the staff report also alluded to on page 3 of their recommendation to you and of item number 1 in their packet. The nature and character of the wetlands are that these are not wetlands of primary ecological significance. The board discussed this in both the first and the fourth paragraph of the minutes of their meeting. At page 4 of their minutes in the first and fourth paragraph, they discussed repeatedly that these are not wetlands of primary ecological significance. As is evident from the presentation, they were a consequence, essentially, of the deterioration of the bulkhead that had been there surrounding the Seabell slip. And so based on the facts and their assessment that these were not the kinds of wetlands that needed the kind of protection that, for instance, is appropriate for the natural wetlands out on the spit and on the rest of the perimeter of this site, we believe that the board's decision was correct and ask that it be upheld. Thank you.
Any questions for the gentleman from the city attorney's office? Thank you, sir. Does the applicant here wish to be? Mr. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. John Daniel on behalf of Vinings Marine this morning. We simply would associate ourselves with the comments made by the city attorney of the city of Norfolk and indicate to you once again that the staff's analysis correctly analyzed the 7 points raised by the appellants and trust that you will uphold the decision of the Norfolk Wetlands Board. Mr. Brennan Rabb is here should you have any questions.
Any questions of counsel? Thank you, Mr. Daniel. Matters before the commission. I'm sorry. Gentlemen, like to rebut anything that was?
No, thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Josephson. Matters now before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I share the appellant's concern about the water dependency issue related to this project, and yet in reviewing the minutes and listening to the testimony today, I think the board arrived at a balanced decision. They gave weight to the fact that this was a man-made slip and that the fringe wetlands in there were artifacts of a deteriorated bulkhead. And I think it was appropriate for them to consider those facts in making their decision. But I think they arrived at a position that was not inconsistent with the law. And I don't think there were any unlawful procedures, errors of law, et cetera. And I think the decision was consistent, reasonably consistent with the evidence presented in the record. I would move to uphold the decision of the Wetlands Board.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins. Or second?
Second.
Second by Mr. McCluskey. Further discussion?
I'd just like to go further to say that these are standards for use and development of wetlands. It's not a system where we're trying to make sure that we don't develop any wetlands. And this is a situation where the applicant very well could have maintained that they didn't have to replace wetlands, and we'd have to go through this type of situation where we would have to explain that there is a mitigation policy, and they were very forward and coming with a plan that seems to be adequate, and I'd like just to say that this is a thing that makes it a little easier for this type of development to occur.
Further discussion? Well, I think when you look at the piece of property that we're dealing with, this is certainly a situation where, as I understand, the owner of the properties are basically impeded by continuing what appears to be a very viable, from an economic perspective, project, and the fact that the wetlands will probably result, as was earlier alluded to, by activity other than natural occurrences. By no means do I advocate the destruction of wetlands, but at the same time, there has to be a balance between preserving the wetlands and maintaining a good, viable economic project. And I think, as again has been alluded to, the applicants have done a good job in laying out some solutions here. As far as the appellants are concerned, I understand their concern as far as upland issues, but as we've previously stated, that's out of our jurisdiction. So, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much for a good presentation. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I can find my notes, I'll make a motion for executive session. Mr. Chairman, I move that this meeting be recessed and the commission immediately reconvene in closed meeting for the purpose of consultation with legal counsel and briefings by staff members pertaining to actual or probable litigation or other specific legal matters requiring legal advice by counsel as permitted by subsection A, paragraph 7 of section 2.2-3711 of the Code of Virginia pertaining to Shoreland Investments, LLC from the December 2007 meeting.